The light's approaching. It's slow, but it's coming. All I can do is watch it, wait for it. There's something peaceful and soothing about the bright circle moving slowly through the night. The bright cone it casts, lighting the tracks and the trees off to the side, crisp bags and cardboard boxes, and whatever other shit has made its way down there. A breeze pushes at me, gently, cool and damp. It's October and studding everything is cool and damp. The feel of wetness never out of my bones. The blue sky a goddamn dream that I'd miss anyway because today I woke up at 4:30 in the evening and the sun was already hovering at the horizon. I raise the bottle to my lips again. Not much left. I take a glug anyway, thinking about throwing the last few drops at the light. The sound it would make, a cymbal crash of glass in the quiet village night. I think about throwing myself toward it, the hush and whir and clank of steel rolling on steel growing louder. Take another sip, my stomach twisting, my foot slipping on a stone slick with damp, but I right myself before I fall. That was close. It didn't feel close. It didn't feel like anything. I sway again, deliberately this time, and now the cone of light and the deep cloudy sky above and the tracks below all tilt and jerk, the vodka running through my veins at high velocity. There's a delayed prickle and rush of my brain screaming, "You're gonna fall." But I lean into it because at least it's something. Because it won't hurt. Not for long. Because the light coming on fast down below feels like all there is. There's not even my body, just this single dot and beam, all consuming. I understand why moths fly toward flames. I've always understood. More light off to my left, the bounce of headlights over cobblestones. I freeze in place, just another of the rocks on this bridge. Whoever's driving round out here at the very bottom of the night is likely sloshed as well, likely to think that I'm a particularly upright and ugly gargoyle standing guard. The headlights bounce. The car proceeds slowly onto the bridge, the purr of the engine echoing from the stones. And it stops. There's another hum, briefly, and I stay stock still so I can't be seen. Silence. I wait, gargoyle-like, but I know the quiet's broken. "Hey, are you okay?" a girl's voice asks. American, loud enough to be heard over the oncoming train below. I don't answer. How the fuck am I to answer if I'm stone? "Hello?" The train's coming closer, almost to the bridge. I'm fixated, itching to see what it feels like to finally go, fly, fall. Just to find out. A car door opens and closes behind me. "Please don't jump," she says, closer now. Maybe 5 feet behind me. I lift 1 foot from the stones of the bridge's railing. "Just to see." "Listen, do it tomorrow night or something instead," she says. "Or do it later, like when the next train comes. It's just that now I'm here, and I really don't do blood and gore, and if you do jump right now, I'll have to be the one who calls it in, and your body parts will be scattered for a mile because the train takes a really long time to stop. And think of what a huge pain in the ass that is for everyone." "Jesus fucking Christ! Can a man have some peace?" I finally ask, both feet back on stone. "Even in the dead of night, there's some American slag who's got to come nosing about in what is not her fucking business." I turn, bottle in hand, stone slippery beneath my feet. My body jerks as I nearly lose my footing, and the girl gasps, both hands flying to her mouth. "Careful!" she shouts, her voice muffled. "Safe as milk," I say, my voice nasty and sharp over the roar of the train below. She's dim, the only light on her the reflected glow of headlights, as the train's single headlamp rushes beneath us, clattering along the tracks. I raise the bottle to my lips and guzzle the last few sips. It doesn't do a thing. No warm rush, no swirl through my body. I'm just numb, because I guess that's what happens at the bottom of a fifth of vodka. She says something else. Her mouth moves, her pale face with barely reflected light, the damp breeze moving dark curls around it. I can't hear her over the train, so I just shrug.